Everybody look up this way. Got a good story for not a great lesson. Okay? Everybody look right at me. Give me your eyes, and I know you're listening. A long time ago, children of Israel crossed over Jordan River. When they did, it parted. And they walked over on dry ground right up next to this huge city with a wall around it, two chariots thick, called Jericho. And I'm sure they looked up and said, whoa, what a city. And God said, I'm going to give you that city. That's the first victory in the promised land. I'm going to give it to you. I'm sure there are people thinking, how's he going to do that? He said, tell what I want you to do. I want all of the men of war to get ready and walk around the city one time, every day for 6 days. So they did. Walked around the city. Don't say a word. Not a word said. Total quiet. Now I'm certain the people of Jericho are saying, what in the world are they doing? Do you hear anything? I don't hear anything. They're totally quiet. What are they doing? On the seventh day, God said, I want everybody, women, children, all of Israel, get together, not a word. So God said, children, not a word. Parents, not a word. So they all got together and they marched quietly. Not a word. Mommy, shh. But mommy, shh. God said, don't talk. But does anybody know how many times they had to go around that city? 7 times. That means somebody went to the gym and did a lot of exercise before they get to that place. They had to go around that city 7 times. On the 7th time, God said, okay, now wait a minute. Before you do this, I want to tell you one thing. Don't anybody take one thing from that city. It's cursed. They don't worship me. They worship false gods. They give gold and silver to false gods. They offer things to other animals to gods. Don't touch a thing. Don't touch clothes. It's all cursed. Everybody said, got it. And he says, if you do, it's going to cost you and your family their lives. So don't touch anything in the city. So 6th time, 7th time, he says, on the end of the 7th time, everybody shout, yay! And the walls are going to fall down. And you're going to walk straight up all the way around the city. You're going to walk right straight into the city and fight and win the battle. Because everybody's thinking they're safe. When their walls fall down, they're going to be heartless. And that's exactly what happened. And God said, I want you to burn the whole city with fire because I just don't want any of their corruption to get on you. I want it to be clean. So, they did. They are rejoicing. They are so excited. They said, God is with us. Did you see that wall fall down? Man, it just fell down. I was wondering, how in the world are we going to get into that city? And God just pushed it out. It was amazing. I'm going to tell my grandchildren that story. I saw it with my own eyes. I just can't believe God did that. So then, next day, Joshua said, okay, we got a little city up on a hill called Ai. We got to go take that city. They said, okay, I'll just give me 3,000 men. You. Y'all just go up there. We're not going to take everybody because it's just a little city. They go up there and they got whipped and 36 men died. And they come back. Joshua says, Lord, you gave us Jericho and you allowed 36 men to die? What's wrong? And God said this, there's sin in the camp. Somebody disobeyed me. Joshua went down and says, is it from this tribe? No. Is it from this tribe? Is it this tribe? Yes. Remember, there's 12 tribes. Is it from this family? No. Is it from this family? No. Is it from this family? Yes. They looked at this family and says, did any of y'all take anything? Pretty soon, Achan raised his hand and said, I did. Remember, he alone was responsible for 36 men getting killed and Israel being shamed. that their God wasn't strong enough to take that little city. So they said, what did you take? He said, I took one change of clothes and some gold and silver. He said, when I saw it, I just had to have it. He said, I lusted after it. So the lesson tonight is, don't let your heart want anything that God says no to. God says, you can't cheat off of her paper. You can't cheat off of his paper. God says no. So if you do that, you disobey the Lord. If you talk back to your parents, you disobey the Lord. If you lie, you don't tell the truth, you disobey the Lord. And it always affects other people. It'll embarrass your family if you lie. So they took Achan out and his family and stoned them all to death. As a reminder that you disobeyed God and it hurt the whole country of Israel. So I'll remind you tonight, we don't stone people anymore. But God gets offended when we disobey him. So remember, you yourself can get your parents in trouble with God if you don't do right. Achan got his family in trouble with the Lord. And you can get yourself in trouble. So remember the lesson that Achan said, I saw it, I coveted after it, and I took it. I wanted it, and I took it. How many of you guys have ever gone to a store and you really wanted it, really wanted something? Raise your hand. Ever gone to a store and you really wanted something? Anybody ever gone to a store? Yeah, okay, good. Everybody. Oh, that's everybody's hand. Now, are you allowed to take it and put it in your pocket and walk out and not pay for it? What's that called? What's that called? Stealing. That's right. And God said, thou shalt not steal. But did you know people do it every day? But it doesn't make it right, and God's angry with them. God is angry with the wicked every day, the Bible said, the psalmist said. So keep in mind, let's learn the lesson. Whenever God says something, we always obey. When you see something you want, and you're not sure if the Lord wants you to have it, or you know the Lord doesn't want you to have it, you say no in your heart. Learn to say no to the things God says no to.